This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Listen to these words in the 13th chapter of 2 Corinthians, verse 5. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you, unless, of course, you fail the test? Who is Paul writing to? He's writing to a church. Now, if a person has trusted in Christ, does he need to examine himself? Well, according to this portion of Scripture, he is challenging each one in the church at Corinth. You see, when you're addressing the church, whether it's in a letter or in a message or just talking to a group of people who claim to be Christians, there might be somebody there who isn't in a genuine relationship with Christ. They may only have tasted to see whether or not this is what they want. On a couple of occasions, I have been in groups of Christians training to serve Christ. I remember two young men who had served and were in further training. Both confessed to not having taken the step of faith. Then, declaring their faith in Christ, they were truly saved. John Wesley is a historical example of this. Some nominally trust in Jesus, ask for forgiveness and for Christ to be their Savior, but have never experienced the full life He promised. Each of us is challenged in this verse to examine ourselves to see whether we're in the faith. Test yourselves. Recognize that Christ Jesus is in you if you've truly trusted in Christ. That's what the Christian life is all about. Christ in us, the hope of glory. I trust you have the assurance within your heart that Christ is your Savior and Lord. With that assurance, you can go out to share what you have with others.